We're in the middle of Simeon Dalet. We're up to Siv Gimel. We're going to try to do Gimel Dalet Hey right now. Okay. So the topic is Talis Sheula, a borrowed beged, borrowed talis. So let's just jump into the Shulchan Aruch. It's self-explanatory. Hashol mechavero talis she'ena mitzuyatzes. If one were to borrow from his friend a four-cornered garment that did not have tzitzis on it, potter milahatel but tzitzis. He's potter from putting on tzitzis. Kol lamidyom, for 30 days. Why? Because the pasuk says ksus cha. In order for a beged to be chayev in tzitzis, it has to belong to you. It has to be yours. Ksus cha. Your ksus, your beged. Velo shalacherim, but not others. So if you borrow your friend's beged, it's potter from tzitzis for 30 days. Why only 30 days? After 30 days, it's chayev, but only midrabanan. It looks like yours. Why do you have this beged for 30 days? Must be it's yours. So it's a type of Maaser Zayin sort of thing. That means min haTorah, the beged has to be yours. If it's not yours, it's never chayev. Midrabanan, if you hold on to it for 30 days, and the Ramah here now is going to tell us consecutively 30 days, it looks like yours, and therefore it's chayev midrabanan. But min haTorah, it's still not chayev. Hagot says, let's say I return it after 10 days and I re-borrow it. No. Ain't a mitzare if the days do not combine. Rak ba'in and lamid yom ritzufim. If only if you hold on to it for 30 consecutive days, then Chazal said, now you must put on tzitzis because it looks like yours. So that's borrowing a talis that does not have tzitzis. Do I have to put on tzitzis or not? But shalach kishihi mitzuyetzes. Now, what if I borrow? And this comes up all the time. You borrow a talis that has tzitzis on it. Mevarech aleha miyad. You can make a bracha on it immediately, even though it would seem like it's not chayev.
It's not yours, but it has tzitzis on it.
You can make a bracha immediately. Shouldn't be like that, right?
Because like this one, you don't make a bracha.
Hold on, I'll give a different example. You have someone comes for Shabbos. Married couple comes for Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos. Oh, you know, I forgot my talis in Yerushalayim. You have an extra talis? Oh yeah, I have a weekday talis, a Shabbos. So you could borrow my weekday talis. Good. Now he's borrowing a talis. Talis has tzitzis on it. He can make a bracha on it. But why? Based on what we just said, it's not ksuscha, right? Ksuscha below shalachim. It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to you, and therefore it's potter, and he should not make a bracha on it. Now let's look at Mishabur Sivkot on Tess. This is very interesting. Mishabur Sivkot on Tess. Sivkot on Tess is going on when it does not have tzitzis on it. It does not have tzitzis on it, it's not chayiv in tzitzis for at least 30 days, yeah? Mishabur Sivkot on Tess tells us, v'amato but tzitzis, but let's say I do put on tzitzis. Umbavarech, and now I make a bracha on it, which I'm not chayiv to do, I'm not chayiv to put on tzitzis. And we should say that you're not even allowed to make a bracha. But says the Mishabur, if you put on tzitzis, you make a bracha, lo yifsid, you're not losing out. Kamo nashim, he compares it to women. Shecholos levarech ha-mitzisatzi she'ez man groma av she'peturos. It means we have a concept now, you could use your, what I call TT, your Talmudic thumbs, and make a chiluk, differentiate between the two cases. But the Mishnah Berurah here is comparing a case where a woman sits in a sukkah. She's not chayav to sit in a sukkah. She sits in a sukkah. Ashkenazi women, Sephardi women don't make a bracha. Ashkenazi women have the right to make a bracha, even though they're potter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so too over here. Again, you could differentiate, but they are, it's a machlokes haposkim to make this chiluk, but, the Mishnah Berurah is going with this direction, that we see that you have the option, if you do a mitzvah that's optional, you can make a bracha on it. Okay? Just like the woman has the option to make a bracha, sit in the sukkah, make a bracha, you have the option to put tzitzis on your friend's beged and make a bracha on it. Again, there is a very big difference, but the Mishnah Berurah goes with the comparison that they're similar. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Yud discusses what if you rent the beged. Is renting like borrowing? Okay, not so common. We're going to skip that. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Yud Aleph. This is very important. So, again, there seems to be a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch, because why does it matter if the beged has tzitzis on it or not? It's not yours, and you're pater for at least 30 days. I mean, a Torah, you're pater forever. I mean, they're pater after 30 days, looks like yours. So why should there be a difference if it has tzitzis on it or does not have tzitzis on it? So really, there's no difference. Really, there's no difference. But we're gonna see like this. Now, one of the things that you have to compare this to is the lulav and esrog, arba minim, ulakachtem lachem bayom rishon. On the first day, it has to be your set of arba minim. I cannot borrow a lulav, right? Now, let me ask you a question. I come to shul, whatever reason, I don't have my arba minim. Is there any way for me to be yotze, Mrs. Arba Minim, on the first day if I don't have my own arba minim?
It's a gift, al-manasa.
Very good. We have something called Matan al-manasa hachzer, and that's what's going on over here as well. Okay? So, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. First Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh machmirin, they're those, first of all, who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. V'sovrin shalolav aruch, they say, no, you can't make a bracha. Elim kenasol beferish b'matan al-manasa hachzer. No, unless he gives it to you and says, this talis, right, you're the balabas, your guest forgot his talis, you take out your talis, your weekday talis, you're going to give it to him, you say, this is a matan al-manas lahachzer. This is a gift on condition that you return it, but it is 100% yours for the next 3 hours. So there are those who are machmir and say, unless you said that beferish, it's not yours, you're not yotze, you can't make a bracha on it. But you see that the machaber doesn't say that. The machaber says, sha'Allah, you borrowed it. With tzitzit, you're allowed to make a bracha immediately. Ach, says the Mishibur, Rov achronim askinu b'sak ha-shulchan aruch. Most achronim agree with the p'sak of the shulchan aruch, which is that when you borrow a full-fledged talus with tzitzis on it, you're allowed to wear it, you're allowed to make a bracha immediately, which means you're fulfill the mitzvah. Even though the Torah says, suscha has to belong to you, and here it does not belong to you. What's the reason? It continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yudal. Vatam hu. Daha adaita dahacha hish'ilalo shivarchalet. Why is your Shabbos guest who forgot his talus in Yerushalayim, why is he borrowing yours? He's borrowing yours because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. He wants to wear it to shul, he wants to wear it for davening, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. The kevan she, and he wants to make a bracha on it, like everybody does when they put on the talus in the morning. The kevan she evshal levarach elim kinti eshalah, since he can't make a bracha on it, and he can't fulfill the mitzvah, unless it is, have a ki'ilu, nasalah b'matanah, but that's lachzer. And that's the key word here is ki'ilu. That means that the Shulchan Aruch agrees, if you borrow a talus, so then you can't make a bracha on it, you're not yotze. There's no mitzvah, there's no bracha. But the point is that when someone borrows a talis, it's as if you're giving it to him as a matan al-manas lahachzer. So now the Mishnah Berurah concludes, doesn't look like a conclusion because he keeps going, but this is basically a conclusion. That means the best thing is for you to hand him a talis and say, this is a matan al-manas lahachzer. But if you didn't, he says, can I borrow a talis? You say, sure. And you give him the talis, the assumption, the halachic assumption is that you've given it to him as a matan al-manas lahachzer. It's his for the next few hours. He's mekayim the mitzvah, and he can make a bracha. So the difference between the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and the end of the Shulchan Aruch is just the word ki'ilu. That when you're giving him a full-fledged talis, so obviously he wants to fulfill the mitzvah, he wants to make a bracha, and therefore ki'ilu, you're giving it to him as a matan al-manas lahachzer. It's not really a she'ela at all. He's not borrowing it. It's being given to him for X amount of time until he returns it. Good? So now the Mishnah Berurah continues. This next line not so relevant, but we'll just read through it for completion purposes. V'davka imshal mimenu talis hamiyucha lemitzvah. This is all assuming that it's a talis, which is like we have a talis, which is miyucha lemitzvah. Aval imhu beged ha'omid levisha. But if it's a beged that it's just a beged, that four cornered garment that he's wearing because that's what he wears. V'ra kevin shepatuach rubo happens to be four corners. Therefore osin bo tzitzis v'lo na'asa b'shul mitzvah tzitzis. But it's not really a beged that's used to fulfill the mitzvah. It's a beged that's used to wear. But once it has four corners, you have to put tzitzis on it. So then that we're not going to assume that it's It's, we're not going to assume that it's done for the mitzvah. Because this beged is not miyuchad for the mitzvah. It's very hard to find that. I actually was in the Ramban Shul, the old city this week, and there was a kid there wearing tzitzis. In addition to his regular tzitzis, he had a green scarf that draped down his back with tzitzis on it. Right. So if it was the winter and this is what you do in your community and you're cold and you forgot and you want to borrow this type of scarf that also covers the, you know, good part of your body, so then the Mishnah Berurah is telling us you wouldn't make a bracha on that because that's not a beged miyuchad for the mitzvah. That's called a scarf. Happens to be for karn. Happens to be that it's a large one and it covers most of the body, so you put tzitzis on it.
Green tzitzis?
No, this is for white.
V'chein.
Im shal talis. Oh, now this is very common. V'chein im shal talis la lo satorah. Kid gets an aliyah, right? The 15-year-old gets the aliyah. Well, the bar mitzvah boy gets aliyah. Borrows his father's talis. Lalos the Torah. O lavath ne'ateva, to daven for the omer. O the duchen, he's a kohen. She'eno ela mishuma kovet. So there, why are you putting on a talis? To be mekayem mitzvah asay of tzitzis? You're putting it on because of the kovet atzibor, kovet atorah. Eim avarichen alav. In that case, you would not make a bracha on the talis that belongs to Reuven and is lent to Shimon to get an aliyah, to daven for the Amud, or to duchen. Why? Du'ulai haya ritzono l'hashilo rak l'malbush l'chud. He's just giving it to him as a malbush, as a... I think the malbush here is for covered, right? What mean malbush? Why are you putting it on? You're putting it on for covered at Tzibor, for covered based on Knesset, for covered at Tefillah, covered at Torah. V'lo l'haknas lo. But here, maybe his covenant is not to really give it to him as a matana v'slachzir, because the matana v'slachzir is to fulfill the mitzvah. Here, he's not taking it to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore, there is no mitzvah, it's not his, and he can't make a bracha on it.
So I said, by mincha, talis by mincha, you don't know that.
Okay, hold on. So again, here we're talking about where the talis belongs to Reuven, and he's giving it to Shimon for these purposes. The yesh cholkim bazeh, those that disagree with this last chiluk, usfilu debachol gavni mevarchin, that you can always make a bracha on a talis that you're given, because you're giving it, you know, for the mitzvah as well, it's assumed to be matan amanas achzeh. What's better to do? They should have in mind in all these cases, not to acquire the talis. Then everyone agrees, you don't have to make a bracha. Unless you're borrowing it for shachris to fulfill the mitzvah, because that's why everyone wears a talis of shachris to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kol Zed, everything we discussed right now, but Talis Shel Ish Prati. This is when the talis belongs to Reuven, to an individual. But Talis Shel Kahal, when the talis belongs to the shul. Ke'en Shel Lan Ramatuy, as we say, it's like every shul has talis in that belong to the shul. Then, Tzarech Lavar Chalav L'Kulei Alma. Then he wants to say, everyone would say to make a bracha on it. Even if you're only taking it down for the Amud. Why? Mishum de talis shel kahal, because the public talis adaita de hachi kanu. Why did the shul buy the talis? On this das, mitchila shekol mi shelovesh oto, because people are going to need a talis. They might need a talis for all davening. They might need a talis for an aliyah. They might need a talis to daven for the Amud. And when they bought the talis, when the rabbi, the gabbai, the whoever is in charge of the shul bought the talis, they bought it adai to the hachi kanu for this purpose mitzchila from the beginning. Shekomi shalove shato shiye shalo. That anyone who takes the talis, it is his for the duration that the talis is on his body, and therefore he gets a mitzvah and he can make a bracha. Kumo be'esrog. We find a similar thing by in esrog. If a community in the olden days, we now each family has more esrogim than the whole shtetl used to have in Europe. But in the olden days, it was one lulav and esrog per shul or per shtetl, and everyone would take turns. So when they would buy it, even though they would buy it together, the kavana of the people buying it was everyone who picks up the esrog to fulfill the mitzvah, it becomes his on the first day. Lachem, he can fulfill lachem and fulfill mitzvahs arba minim. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah asks the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maaslo Shala, asks an interesting question. When it comes to the community's talis, why do you have to say that the community bought it with this intentions? Why don't you just say that he's part of the community? You can just say he's not part of the community, he's a guest. But let's say he is part of the community. Okay, hold on. To understand this, we have to turn the page. Turn the page, skip Sif Da, look at Sif Hei. Sif Hei says, talis shel shutvin chayeves betzitzis. So we said it has to be ksuscha, it has to belong to you. Whatever belongs to me and my partner and my five partners and my 10 partners, talis shel shutvin, we own it together. The talis chayeves betzitzis. It's chayev and tzitzis. Dichsiv al kanfei big dehem in plural. That means that the plural, you can have a shutfus in a talis and it's chayev and tzitzis, and you can fulfill the mitzvah. Now, we don't say this by lulav, even though it says plural. Lokachtem, lochem. It's still, by lulav, it's not like that. By lulav, 10 people buy a lulav, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah unless they all say, okay, we're all giving it to you now. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah said over here. That when they buy the lulav, 10 people get together to buy a lulav and esrog. So when each one picks it up, it's not saying, I'm picking up 10%, I own 10% of this lulav. No. It's each person picks it up. At that second, he owns the entire lulav. And therefore, he can fulfill his mitzvah. By talis, you don't have to say that. By talis, if you have a piece of the talis, it's considered yours. That's good enough. Why there's a difference, I'm not sure. I saw there's a Rashbam. This comes up in Bava Basra, Kuflam, and Zion. Rashbam over there discusses why sometimes the plural means you can have shutfus, and sometimes it doesn't mean that. Like, why is there a difference between here, al kanfei big dehem means that 10 people together can own a tzitzis, b'chayev and tzitzis, and fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, as opposed to lekachtem lecham b'yom rishon, where I can't own it with partners, I can't even own it. God forbid the father dies, two brothers inherit the father's lulav and esrog, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Each one has to give it to the other one. Why is there a difference? I don't know. I saw the Rashbam pointed it out. I don't remember if he was answering it or he at least pointed it out. So here the Bir Halacha on the bottom, Mishallah, asks the following question. Why do you have to say when the Gabbai bought the Talis, he bought it with the understanding that whoever picks it up becomes his? Why don't we just say he's part of the community and he owns a piece of the Talis? So you could give a very interesting answer. Well, it depends if he belongs in the community or not. If he's a member of the shul, he pays his dues, good, he owns it, otherwise not. The Bir Halacha does not give that answer. He gets a different answer. Maybe it's a humongous shul, 1,000 families, and you can't split a talis 1,000 ways because everyone has to own a pruta. If you don't own a pruta, it doesn't count. You don't have 1,000 prutas. The talis is not worth 1,000 prutas. Okay. Now, there's a lengthy baralach. Bottom line is like this. There's not really a bottom line. There's not really a bottom line. There are different, there's a machlokas and different people do different things. I saw in Piskei Tshuvas, he wanted to say that the minig is that when you take a talis to get an aliyah or to duchen, whether you're taking it from an individual, or even if you're taking it from the shul, the minig is not to make a bracha. I don't know if Rav Ackerman agrees with that. I'm not sure.
It's not davening.
Or now it could, right. It could be it's different. I'm davening, the person davening mincha for the alma, maybe that's different than getting an aliyah. Because I think, I don't know what he says. So the Svarim want to say that the minig is, unless you're putting it on in the morning for chakras to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, the person has a mind not to be kona it, and it's just a for covered ba'alma, it's not his, it's not chayev, and he's not going to make a bracha. Also, will solve problems if the tzitzis, you don't have a chance to check the tzitzis, make sure it's kosher. If it's not yours, it's not chayev and tzitzis, there's no problem. But one who does want to make a bracha on the tzitzis has a person can do that. Now, personally, I have this comes up very similar thing in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. I didn't understand it there. I don't understand it here. I have to discuss it with someone. But it would seem to me, like, what's the problem? We have a suffix about a bracha. It would seem to me better to do the bracha does not affect the mitzvah. You can fulfill the mitzvah without the bracha. So it would seem to me if I put on the talis to get an aliyah, and I have in mind that I want to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, and I'm kone, I get a mitzvah every second I'm wearing that talis. So why isn't that better than having in mind not to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore I don't have to make a bracha? That nekuda I personally need work on. Okay. We're gonna finish up the next Amud also, and then Shavuos will do something else.
If
maybe.
If you were mashal tzitzis mitukanim shizurim, it's the same Allah that I was saying now. Then it's
because it's made to put it in. That's the assumption. Very good. Where's that? Yud Aleph. Hey, love.
Yud Aleph.
Okay, yeah. Now because it's a matanam and asla hachzir, you have to make sure to give it back to the person the way you found it. You have to make sure to give it back, not pusle, not stained, not torn, give it back properly. Otherwise, it's the whole point is it's a matan, it's mine, on condition I return it the way I found it. But if I return it not the way I found it, then retroactively, Lemafreya, it was never a matana, and it wasn't mine, and I made a bracha on the talis I had no right to make a bracha on, because I don't fulfill the mitzvah, because it was not ksuscha, it was ksusacher. Now, Yudal Adal is a famous halacha. It's interesting, because I saw a contemporary svarim want to flip the whole halacha upside down. Let's see right now. Yudal Adal. We did Yudal Gimel. We did Yudal Hey. Now, Yudal Adal. Mutu litol talis chavero ulvarech aleha. Now, I come into shul Shabbos morning. I forgot my talis, but my friend's talis sitting there. There's two minyan. There's an 8 minyan. Let's say 8 o'clock minyan. My friend Davin Nates left his talis sitting there on the table. I come in for the 8 o'clock minyan. I see the talis there. I said, oh, I forgot mine at home. Oh, it's very hot out. I don't want to schlep, you know, 20-minute walk. I'm going to take my friend's talis. So it seems from the Mechaber tells us, Mutulito talis chavero, you're allowed to take your friend's talis without asking for his permission. Ulevarech alav, make a bracha on it. Because the assumption is, the Mishabura says, in Sifkotin Yud Gimel, talis chavero, perish shalomi daito, without his knowledge. Usually, if you borrow something without permission, you're a gazan. But here it's okay. Why? Because the assumption is that a person is happy that someone else is using his article to fulfill a mitzvah. I get some credit for the mitzvah you do with my article. I'm happy that you can do a mitzvah with my money. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to limit it. Dafka b'akrai, that's only once in a while. But b'kviyas aser, if you want to use it regularly, you can't do that. But feel b'akrai, dafka b'osamakam, only over there. You can't say, I can't go and I'm going to take the talis from over here and carry it to the shul over there. That I can't do either. And only when the guy's not around. Okay, but this is the assumption that nichalei, le'inish, de'li'ovi mitzvah b'mamone. So therefore, I can come in without my friend's permission, take his talis, wear it, ubilvad, provided that, she'akapalosa imatza mikupelas. I have to return it the way I found it. Now, there's a whole issue with folding talis on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fold on the creases. So it says, if it's Shabbos, so fold it not on the creases, or among your brothers, don't fold it at all. And this is by talis. Hagah, note, says Ramah. Who had the tefillin? Same thing with tefillin. I forgot my tefillin. I come in there, I see someone's tefillin. I can put on someone's tefillin. Provided that I put it back the way I found it. Aval, says the Rama, Osur Lilmo Misfarim Shel Chavero. This comes up all the time, Amish. You're not allowed to use your friend's Farim below Daito without his knowledge. Why? Dechayishina, we're afraid, Shema Yikraus Ambilimudo. Maybe you'll tear them in the course of using the Sfarim.
His Sfarim used to be a lot more expensive, a lot more difficult to print.
Oh, very good. So I saw that nowadays, Piskashivas wanted to say, nowadays it's the exact opposite. Nowadays people are not makbid on Sfarim. Sfarim are very cheap. Everyone's got tons of them. Maybe even the paper is better quality. I don't know. And if you're very careful, you know, to keep the safer, I think it's even Aruch HaShulchan says this. I'm not sure. That nowadays Sfarim are okay. But a lot of people say, you know, nowadays talis and tefillin people are not so excited. You come in on a schwitzy day, I don't want you taking my talis and you're all schwitzed up from your 20-minute walk outside in the 95-degree heat. And then the strings end up on, you know, some people are not so careful, some people are shorter, and it's the strings drag on the floor, gets all dirty. A lot of people nowadays feel just the opposite. So this halacha is not so pasha. So look at the Mishabur Sifkat in Yudala. The Mechaber says you can make a bracha on this house. Why? It's nichalei le'inish, and it's like, even though he doesn't know about it, it's as if he gave it to you as a matan al menas lahachzir. The Mishabur says, I'm a gerabram, I'm derchaim, she goes to the yosetop, she chavim shel liknos, velo yivarech. Not so pasha, that meaning it's one thing to take the talis, but it's another thing to say that not only he allows me to take it, but that somehow, halachically, I've now acquired it. It's mine. It's considered suscha, even though he doesn't know about it. And I can even make a bracha on it. So there he seems to say, he says not to make a bracha.
Same
kind of,
you shouldn't be
koina. Right. Same thing. So then you're not fulfilling any mitzvah in wearing it, but it's embarrassing to sit in shul, and you're the only one without a talis, and you feel funny, so then it would be allowed.
Your example of the guy wanted a Mekai Mitzvah, so he didn't bring his talis.
Right. Okay, we'll stop here. That concludes Simon Yud Daled.